This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do.
From the White House Rose Garden yesterday, President Donald Trump regarding the racial unrest plaguing the United States of America.
All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain.
Outside the White House grounds, it was a peaceful demonstration on the streets of Washington, D.C. 20 minutes remained before a 7 p.m. curfew was set to begin. But the president ordered the National Guard to use tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd so that he could march across Lafayette Park to St. John's Episcopal Church to hold a Bible over his head. He did not open it or read it. He did not go inside the church. Earlier in the day, President Trump had a video conference with the nation's governors. From the Associated Press, Sagar Magani reports.
Amid some of the most widespread racial unrest since the 1960s, the president told governors on a video conference they look like fools for not calling in more of the National Guard. Later,
mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled.
And he'll send in the military to quickly solve the problem if they don't. Officials in New York and other states say the president does not have the unilateral right to do that against the will of local governments. Washington's Democratic governor is dismissing the president's comments as the ranting of an insecure man trying to look strong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Minnesota officials have ruled George Floyd's death a homicide, saying he suffered from a loss of blood flow due to compression on his neck while being restrained by Minneapolis police. Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American man, died last week while in handcuffs after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes. His death, captured on video, has sparked anti-racism demonstrations in dozens of American cities, some of which have turned violent. Protesters have not been limited to the U.S. Australia expressed its own empathy for U.S. minorities. In an interview, protest organizer Tanisha Bunnell says the intention is to support the black community in America and to bring recognition to indigenous issues in Australia.
At the moment, the big movement that's occurring, and show solidarity with the black community over there, and also bring light to all the issues that happen here.
The top United Nations human rights official said today that protests in U.S. cities triggered by the killing of George Floyd underscore police violence against people of color and historic health, education, and jobs. The COVID-19 pandemic was having a devastating impact on people of African descent and ethnic minorities in Brazil, Britain, France, and the United States. Michelle Bachelet added in a statement calling for improved access to testing and health care for racial and ethnic minorities. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday instructed his government to take quick steps to repair the economic damage from the coronavirus outbreak. President Putin discussed the state of the economy in a video conference with Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin. Mishustin told the president that the cabinet's plan contained measures intended to stimulate economic growth, raise incomes, and reduce unemployment. He said the proposals envisaged spending 5 trillion rubles, that's about 73 billion U.S. dollars, until December of 2021. Africa's largest trading partner, with over $200 billion in combined imports and exports annually. China has also financed billions of dollars of infrastructure projects like roads, ports, and railroads across the continent. But COVID-19 has taken a toll on the world economy, harming African countries' ability to repay debt and decreasing China's willingness to invest abroad. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.